Some kids would come and join me for a minute. And everybody can be here, sort of, as we all listen in. Good morning, you guys. Glad you're here. Big day. Lots of crazy stuff going on, huh? So let me say this to you. Baruchim Habawim. What's that mean? You don't know? Try saying it with me. Baruchim Habawim. You know what it means? It means all are welcome. And it's in Hebrew, the language of the Old Testament. How about this one? Bienvenidos. Can you all say it? Bienvenidos. Good. Do you know what that means? All are welcome too. In Spanish, right? Okay. How about this one? Willkommen. Say that. Willkommen. That's in German. It means the same thing. All are welcome. And then, how about Tanyan Ahipi? Say that. Tanyan Ahipi. That's all are welcome in Lakota Sioux. That's one of our native tribes up in South Dakota. How about this? Kua Karibisha. Kua Karibisha. You know what that is? That is Swahili. That's a language that's spoken in some parts of Africa. Well, there are children all over the world who speak in different languages, right? Some of you speak in English. Some of you learn even know Spanish, right? Some of you know German and other languages. And all over the world, some children speak Chinese and Quechua, which is in parts of Peru. Do you know how many languages there are in the world? Anybody want to guess how many languages there are? Yeah, want to guess? What? 3,000? Double that. 6,000 languages in the world. But you're right about one thing. The Bible is written in 3,000 of them. That's pretty good, huh? Yeah. Well, at any rate, we're celebrating that by singing these songs. Some of the songs we're singing are in other languages, right? Why are we doing that? Well, it's Pentecost. And let me tell you about that exciting day. It was a day when God's love was spoken to everybody in their own language so they could understand. So after Jesus died on the cross, remember when that happened? And where were the disciples? Does anybody know where they were? Oh, Pastor David knows. Where were they, Pastor David? They were hiding in an upper room, the same room where Jesus had met the disciples for the Last Supper. Remember? The Last Supper was that upper room. They were scared because they could be killed just like Jesus was, right? And then Jesus came right into that room where they were hiding when he rose from the dead. And they said, he is risen, right? And how do you suppose they felt then? Better, yeah, better. Surprised, happy, maybe a little scared too. But then he said, you know what? I'm going to be with you for a while, and then I'm going to heaven, but I'm going to send my spirit to be inside of you. We call that what? The Holy Spirit. That's Jesus' spirit inside of us. And he said, when you get that, you're going to have power. So guess what? Pentecost Day came, and the disciples were still hiding in that room, and the Spirit, Holy Spirit of Jesus came into them, and they, you know what they did? They left the room, they went out into the streets of Jerusalem, and they started talking about Jesus and God's love for everybody in Jesus, how he died and rose again and forgave all their sins. He told them, they told everybody in the streets about it because there's a big crowd for a festival, right? From all different cultures. And not only that, you know what? The Spirit of Jesus came to them and helped these disciples speak it in all sorts of different languages. So they were speaking maybe in Egyptian and Parthian and Mede and some other things like that, even though they never spoke them, because they were communicating. Why? To help people understand God's love in their own language. Isn't that a good thing? It's a great thing. So, do you think people still need to know God loves them? Yes. In their own language? Yes. Okay. Well, that's why in a little bit we're going to go outside after we have communion and we won't even get wet today because the sun's shining, to break the ground for our new All Are Welcome Center. Yeah. And because we want to have more room in this church to sit and talk with people and let people sit and know they're welcomed here at Lord of Life. And they are welcome, guess what? More so in God's love in Jesus, right? So I want you guys to take some of these and spread them around the congregation in just a minute. Take a few and give them to some people so they can get this message. I'll give you all a few of them. There you go. And so you can go around and hand them to people as soon as we're done with our prayer. There we go. There you go. Delegating. Somebody knows how to delegate. That's good. All right. So what does it say on top? What the Pentecost message is, all are welcome in God's love. Who's welcome? All are welcome. Say it again. Who's welcome?
All.
Who's welcome?
All.
Yes. Let's pray about that, shall we? Dear God, you have welcomed us into your love through your Son, Jesus. Help us to welcome others just as you've welcomed us. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you want to go run around and just pass these out to people while we continue with our next song, go ahead and give them to anybody that you see, all right? There you go. Take a few extra.